Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Coffee Break German, Season 3, Episode 37. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Willkommen und ich bin Thomas.
Also Thomas, wie geht's dir?
Mir geht's heute sehr gut, tatsächlich. Wie geht's dir?
Ja, sehr gut auch.
Das freut mich.
Now, last time we were following your story and things took a little bit of a downward turn.
Yes, the mood wasn't good at the end. It improved at the end, actually, but like the whole episode was a little bit sad, really, because Lucy got in and Marianne didn't.
Yeah, so we're following the story of Lucy and Marianne and their application to university to study at UCLA. Lucy got her acceptance, but Marianne unfortunately didn't get accepted, which he kind of expected. He'd sort of prepared himself a little for her.
Yes, but even if you do prepare yourself for and then you get the refusal or you don't get in, still disappointed.
Absolutely. Let's listen to today's story and we'll see what happens in this episode. And of course, afterwards, we'll talk a little in English about the German episode. Also, bist du bereit, Thomas?
Ja, hören wir Oliveira zu.
Obwohl Lucy schon viel vorsichtiger über die Uni spricht und mehr Zeit in ihrem Zimmer verbringt, stört es Marianne trotzdem, wenn das Thema aufkommt. Bisher hat es ihn immer mit Aufregung und Vorfreude erfüllt, doch jetzt nervt es ihn einfach nur noch. Papa Michael sieht es ihm beim Abendessen aus den Augenwinkeln an, sagt aber vorerst nichts. Erst als Lucy sich wieder in ihrem Zimmer verschanzt hat, setzt er sich neben Marianne und meint, »Weißt du, du musst doch nicht unbedingt sofort an die Uni. Du kannst dir, wie viele andere auch, einfach mal ein Jahr Auszeit nehmen.« Marianne verdreht leicht die Augen. Kennt sein eigener Vater ihn denn nicht besser? Er weiß doch, wie wichtig ihm das Studium ist. »Du weißt, was ich meine«, fährt er fort. »Du könntest jetzt ein paar Monate lang arbeiten, etwas Geld ansparen und dann reisen gehen. Oder mach ein FSJ oder irgendeinen Freiwilligendienst im Ausland. In der Zwischenzeit kannst du dir neue Unis aussuchen und dich bewerben. Mit deinen super Noten wirst du sowieso fast überall genommen.« Doch Marianne scheint immer noch nicht überzeugt. »Oder du bewirbst dich in Deutschland irgendwo«, fügt Michael schließlich hinzu, worauf sich Marians Miene etwas entspannt. Tatsächlich grübelt er seit Tagen nämlich darüber nach, ob er sich an der Freien Universität in Berlin bewerben soll. Gestern Abend hat Tristan dann auch noch erwähnt, sich ebenfalls an einer Berliner Uni zu bewerben. Die Idee lässt ihn einfach nicht los. Das ist die Uni für Politikwissenschaften. Sogar noch renommierter in dem Feld als die UCLA. Stimmt, man muss ja nicht unbedingt den Ozean überqueren für eine gute Bildung, murmelt er, als er vom Tisch aufsteht. Bewerbungsschluss ist an deutschen Unis sowieso immer später. Er hat also noch ein paar Tage Zeit.
So it looks like Marianne maybe has a plan B getting sorted out there.
A little bit. His father, Michael, also has a few suggestions, and I think he's considering alternatives now.
Yeah, he's coming to terms with the situation. Let's go back through and talk about what's happened in this chapter.
Gute Idee. So right at the start, Lucy knows that Marianne is still having a bit of a hard time dealing with it and that he's very sensitive. So she spends actually more time in her room because she's still busy planning and preparing everything. But the it comes up, the topic comes up from here and then, and Marian doesn't really like it. He's genervt.
Yeah. And I think the family, the rest of the family, or at least the father, Michael, he's doing the same. He's not talking about it as much as possible.
Stimmt. And he also actually waits till Lucy leaves the room before he approaches Marion to talk about some of the alternatives that he's suggesting or thinking of.
One of those is an Auszeit, which I guess is like a timeout, as it were.
Yeah, exactly. So if you use it in sport, it's literally a timeout.
Mm-hmm.
And it also can be a break or like almost like a gap year. So eine Auszeit von der Arbeit.
Okay, so a kind of gap year. But I don't think Marianne's really keen on the idea.
Not right at the start. I think maybe it's also Jenny because it's advice from somebody else that he rolls his eyes. Er verdreht seine Augen as his first reaction. But the father has some good suggestions, I think.
One of those was an FSJ, I believe.
Ein FSJ, genau.
Yeah. So what is an FSJ?
It's a freiwilliges soziales Jahr, so wow. A voluntary social year.
Right.
And I think it's a great idea. The idea is that after you finish school,
mm-hmm.
you have a year to do work in the social sector for several months or up to a year before you either go back to further education, start an apprenticeship or work. And it gives you kind of like a little bit of an insight in other lives or the social sector and shows you if you would consider working there or pursue that as a career for yourself.
Yeah. And I guess also maybe helps you grow up a little and builds your maturity.
And I think it's great because it's giving back to the community a little bit because you help with lots of different efforts. You're working with young people or elderly people and it's helping. And it's also good for like institutions like the Rotes Kreuz or Johanniter who offer lots of these Freiwillig Soziales Jahr.
Good. And is that what Michael, the dad, is suggesting?
Yes, among other things, he also said like you could go away for a year and basically just give Marion time to reapply for other universities. And then also he applies at the very end that he could also apply at a German university.
Yeah, I heard the Free University of Berlin.
Genau. And he also says he's because Marion did have really, really good grades, so he would be accepted in most universities in Germany.
Mm-hmm. There is a mention of Tristan again, their philosophical friend.
Full of wisdom. Yes, he goes to that. He goes to Berlin,
mm-hmm.
and Marion just found that out. So it's actually one of the universities he's considering. And did you catch what other reason he has for considering it?
I think he said something about it being one of the top universities for the course that he wants to study.
Genau, it's die Uni für Politikwissenschaften. So it's like the university for political science.
And even better than UCLA. It's better and more renowned than UCLA in a sense.
Yeah, and he's more convinced by it because he also thinks he actually doesn't need to go abroad. He says, unbedingt den Ozean überqueren, to cross an ocean to get a good education. He can find it right here at the German universities as well.
And he still, as far as I know, has a few days because I don't think the application deadline has passed.
Yeah, so he doesn't need to decide right now. He can still weigh his options and then we will probably find out in the next episode.
Who knows? Wer weiß. Now, that is almost it for this episode. But of course, as ever, we have time for noch eine Kleinigkeit.
Okay, unsere Kleinigkeit für heute ist auf dem Teppich bleiben.
Okay, der Teppich?
Ja.
Is it der Teppich?
Der Teppich, genau.
Is it the carpet?
Ja, gut. Auf dem Teppich bleiben. To stay on the carpet.
To stay on the carpet, right. Okay. So what does that actually mean?
So it can mean two things, actually. One is to kind of stay humble and down to earth. So if somebody is like really successful in a sense and somebody, okay, like you've had your success, but bleib auf dem Teppich. Like stay down to earth, stay humble, don't let it get to your head.
Yeah, okay.
And the other meaning is to not overreact to news or a situation and kind of keep your composure.
Oh, okay.
So if, don't know, you're like, you drop something and you're freaking out, oh, it's broken, I don't know what to do. And somebody is like, bleib auf dem Teppich. It's not that bad. It's like, keep your calm.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world.
Okay. So the imperative form, the when you're telling someone, stay calm, it's bleib auf dem Teppich.
Genau. And that's also probably the the way you would see it used most often as like in the bleib auf dem Teppich or vergiss nicht auf dem Teppich zu bleiben. So like don't forget to stay grounded.
Yeah.
And the teppich is like a synonym for the ground here because it's on the ground. So you say like stay down to earth, stay grounded.
Good. And I was thinking there, you know, and the Z form would be bleiben Sie auf dem Teppich. But the fact is, you're probably not really likely to say that.
No, it's more used for people that you know or that you feel comfortable with. You don't say it to a police officer if he gives you a ticket.
Good stuff. So bleib auf dem Teppich. I like that.
So, Mark, deine Übersetzungen waren sehr gut bisher, aber bleib auf dem Teppich. Let's see what happens today.
Ja, ich werde auf dem Teppich bleiben.
Sehr gut.
Okay, that is it for today. We hope that you've enjoyed this. And of course, we'll be going through the episode in detail in our bonus lesson, which you can find at coffeebreakacademy.com. For now, Thomas, vielen Dank.
Sehr gerne. Danke fürs Zuhören.
Und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Tschüss.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.